Exim Bank GA.
Welcome to Exim Bank GA. I'm Shelley-Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. In our last program, we discussed one of the two new measures affecting taxpayers that was recently introduced by Tax Administration Jamaica. Today we have in studio again Mr. Brandon Stewart, Taxpayer Education Officer at the TAJ, who's going to be sharing with us some information on the new minimum business tax. What is the minimum business tax and why has the government felt it necessary to implement it at this time?
Well, principally, this tax forms a part of the government's initiative to first widen the tax base and also to increase revenue because, importantly, we need a better stream of revenue or a more consistent stream of revenue to finance the country's program. Now, answering the question about the minimum business tax, this tax is a minimum amount that is paid by specified taxpayers who operate a business for 2014 going forward. So the minimum business tax is $60,000 that is paid during the course of the year. And it does not replace any other tax obligations, and we must be clear about that. So it does not replace the estimated income tax payments or income tax liability, but it's a separate tax in itself.
Does this tax apply to all businesses or are there exceptions?
The MBT applies to a company or a corporate body other than an entity that is a charitable organization registered under the Charities Act. And it is important that persons are aware that you cannot just say that you have a charity and you're exempt, but it has to be one that is registered to the Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies. It applies specifically to businesses incorporated or registered under the Companies Act, the Building Societies Act, Friendly Societies Act, or the Industrial and Provident Societies Act. In the case of individuals, however, we must point out that it applies to persons who operate a trade, profession, vocation, or business that has gross revenue of $3 million and above, not including the threshold and any wage or salaries that they might receive. So if you're a sole trader and you're operating a business but you're below $3 million, you would not be liable to pay the minimum business tax.
Is the paying of the MBT dependent on whether a company is making a profit or not? For example, for an SME listening to this program who has just started their business, they have not started to turn any profit yet. They've been in business maybe 6 months to a year. Is there a moratorium of some sort?
In this instance, for this particular tax, there is not a moratorium. The MBT, some persons I know call it the mandatory business tax, is applicable to all companies, whether they're making a profit or a loss or is dormant.
What is the procedure for filing the minimum business tax and what is the applicable rate?
Well, the minimum business tax carries only a payment component, so there's not a requirement for filing. And the payment is made in two installments of $30,000 each on June 15 and September 15 each year. Even though the MBT is effective April 1, there is absolutely no prorating, and the full $60,000 should be paid within the calendar year 2014 and onwards. And it can be paid at the tax office using a payment advice. We should also point out to persons who will be affected by this measure that if the amounts are not paid on time, penalty will accrue on all unpaid amounts at a rate of 1.5% monthly of the minimum business tax amount or on the unpaid balance. And the MBT is regarded as being outstanding if it is unpaid as of the first day of the calendar month after the payment is due.
We know that nobody is excluded from their responsibility and obligation of paying taxes. But is the TAJ offering any incentive to encourage greater compliance?
The employment tax credit that was announced as a part of the fiscal incentive regime is one of them where once you're an employee and you pay the statutory deduction on time, you can claim that statutory deduction up to a maximum of 30% of your income tax liability as a credit at the end of the year. And importantly, you can access information through our website, www.jamaicatax.gov.jm. or through our customer care center at 1-888-829-4357.
That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at Exim Bank GA. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us.
Exim Bank GA was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.